Hey, Chris Johnson here. You know what I'd fucking love to be doing today? I'd love to be giving you an update on how the corporate challenge went on Thursday. Corporate challenge is the fucking run that I've never been able to do before. You can only fucking do this fucking thing if your employer is a part of it. It's a big douchebag fucking circle jerk that all these companies and corporations get involved in. I don't give much of a shit about that, but I love running. And I've never done this run. So I wanted to do this run and my fucking job was going to do it. They're like, hey, we'll pay for you to do this run. It's on Thursday night. You get to go off work. And I'm like, holy fuck, are you shitting me? You're going to pay me to do this? I get to not work and I get to fucking run and kick your fucking asses? I am there. I waived my typical never hang out with anybody from work or anybody from any walk of life policy. And I agreed to do the run. The reason I don't have an update on the fucking run is because we didn't do the fucking run. Somebody fucked something up, and I could not be more fucking agitated. How do you fuck up the entry into a race? You know how many races I've signed up for? I've been doing races pretty regularly since 2017. I do easily 30 to 40 a year. I have never fucking seen anything like this. I've never seen the sign up somehow get botched to where like a company sign up didn't work out. I don't know. The manager posted something about how like, well, you know, we did this and it was the corporate challenge people. I don't give a fuck who you blame. I'm sure the corporate challenge people are going to blame somebody else. All of you are guilty until proven innocent. You are all to blame. You are all on Chris Johnson's shit list. I cannot fathom how this is possible. You know what I found out? I found out 2 days before. I'm off on Tuesdays, but I often will check the work Slack on Tuesday just to see what the fuck is going on. They post updates in there, and oftentimes if I don't check the updates, like when I'm off, I'll forget to do it when I'm actually working because I'm just doing other shit. So just to get it in my head, I'll pop in there from time to time and see if there's any updates I need to know. It takes 2 seconds. It's on my phone. I forget about it. I fucking sign off. I go about my day. And there was like a new Slack group. It was like corporate channel. I was like, oh, this is going to be logistical shit. We're just going to find out when to get there, when to meet at the tent, like when we're going to get off work, all that shit. And I'm reading. It's like, we are very sorry, but we cannot do the corporate challenge. Are you fucking kidding me? How? How is this possible? How? I don't understand this. I gotta find this shit out 2 days before? It's a good thing I signed up for another race this weekend, because if I didn't, I would be ready to fucking riot. I'm already fucking angry about it. I could riot right now. I had a feeling that we'd fuck this up or somebody'd fuck this up. So I was like, you know what? I'm signing up for a race on Saturday anyway. I don't give a shit. Because if and when this fucks up, I'm going to want a backup plan. Now, theoretically speaking, I could have signed up the Tuesday or Wednesday that I heard. But sometimes runs get more expensive the closer you sign up to them. So if you sign up a few weeks in advance, it's going to be cheaper. I do enough of these runs where I know how this shit works. I'm not going to pay more money if I'm going to do the goddamn run anyway. So thankfully, I fucking signed up for something, so I have a backup plan. But I could have done two. I could have done a Thursday run and a Saturday run. I wanted to beat these assholes. I've never seen any of them that are on the list of people who signed up. I've never seen any of them at a race before, ever. So if I don't know you, odds are I'm going to beat you. They scheduled something else in its place too. They were like, listen, we know a lot of people were really looking forward to hanging out in the party afterwards. Fuck that. I wasn't looking forward to that. I was looking forward to the run. I love running. The other shit, it was just stuff that I had to deal with. My plan was to go all fucking Kaiser Soze from Unusual Suspects. I was going to fucking roll in there, take this, you know, the fucking pre-race photo with everybody. And then I wanted to run. I'll fucking finish the thing in like 27 minutes because it's 3.5 miles. I was going to go back to my tent. I was going to eat something before everybody else arrived. And I was going to fucking bounce. Like Kaiser Soze. And like that, he's gone. I wasn't going to stay and chat. But they scheduled something on Thursday anyway. They're like, listen, for the people who signed up for the run who couldn't do it, we got like bar reservations at this restaurant for like 30 people. There's going to be like pizza and wings and snacks and drink tickets. You can come. Are you fucking crazy? No fucking way am I going to that. Hey, what if we replace something that you love to do with something that you fucking hate to do? Would you still want to do it? Hey, I know you were really looking forward to some ice cream, but what if we just took this needle and shoved it in your fucking eye? Would you want that instead? I was so fucking pissed. I'm still pissed about it. I'm so pissed about it that like next year when this rolls around, when, you know, inevitably they're like, hey, who wants to do the corporate challenge? I might not even sign up. Like, I'm so fucking angry, I might not even sign up. Because what is my guarantee that this is not going to get fucked up again? This is like my shitty childhood and shitty marriage and like all my shitty relationships. This is like what it does to me. It teaches me that like, listen, you can't rely on anybody but yourself. So when I sign up for these races, I know that I didn't fuck anything up. I know it's not fucked up. I know that I'm signed up. I took care of my business. I can't rely on anybody else to take care of my business. We're fucking over one here, having somebody else try to take care of my business. If it got fucked up this time, how am I to believe that it's not going to get fucked up next time? And I am not going to put myself through that annoyance again, because I am so annoyed right now. I am not risking putting myself through this annoyance again. I'm just not doing it. So fuck it. You had your chance. You had your chance to see Chris Johnson come out to an event, and it's over now. It's done. You lost your opportunity. Maybe I'll change my mind in 11 months when this comes around again, but like right now, fuck you. God fucking damn it, I'm angry. I'm so angry. They're like, too, like in the messes, they're like, you know, this is probably going to work out better for some of you because you don't have to do the running thing. You can just do the fun part. Dude, for me, the running is the fun part. I think people look at me and they think like, hey, that guy's loud. Hey, that guy's a podcast. Hey, that guy can fucking speak in public just fine. Hey, he's boisterous. He's got to be like an extrovert that wants to hang out. Absolutely not. The fact that you are giving me time off work, telling me I can fucking leave early to go fucking eat free food at this bar. And my response is like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. No fucking thank you. I'd rather work. That should tell you all you need to know about how much I want to fucking see anybody at any time. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode's come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every single episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and any big fucking podcasting site you want. I'm on Twitter. That is @JohnsonHateYou. This is going to be my Facebook timeline. And I'm on Instagram with photos of runs, not photos of the fucking corporate challenge run because they fucked that up, but photos of other runs and shit that I fucking handled because I can handle my fucking business. That shit is going to be at maybe the number 5 minutes.